If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. Pick your day to Outside Lands. How about it? You want to go?
Oh, it's now.
It's right now. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Which day would you pick? You probably want to go Hozier day.
I want to go to Hozier, yeah. I really like him.
I might go Gracie Abrams. I really like that. Yeah, the song that we play, the
Okay.
You think she's so cool. Love that song. Anyway, you can pick whatever day you want. Right now, take the word party. P-A-R-T-Y. And text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a pair of one-day pick-your-day tickets to Outside Lands. So on Friday, it's Doja Cat. Gracie Abrams is Saturday. Hozier is Sunday. But there are so many other bands, so many stages, so many fun things to do, lots to eat, all kinds of things to see. And it's all over Golden Gate Park.
My father-in-law just looked up.
Because his name's Party.
His nickname's Party.
Right.
Yep.
A lot of Martys.
Party is your word this time.
That's right. P-A-R-T-Y. 20357. That is the contest line. You'll be in the running for Outside Lands tickets August 8th through 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. This hour's code word is party, as in Marty the Walking Party.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to start with Kim Kardashian and Sydney Sweeney.
Okay.
So they were both at the Bezos wedding. Very exciting. All the good people were.
Well, not really.
Who was missing?
Most of the cool people.
Most of the good people.
But there were some celebrities there, for
there
sure.
There were. These guys are celebrities.
I understand having to do things for business purposes, and I assume that's why they went, because it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I love that Mariah Carey said, I don't know those people, when she was asked, did you go to their wedding? She said, I don't know them.
Classic Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Who?
She does say that to people that she does know, though. Yeah, well, I don't know that person.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, I don't know them.
I don't know if I was invited to a $50 million wedding, I'd probably go.
Yeah. A trip to Venice.
Yeah, I think my answer would be Mariah's answer. I don't know them. Why would I go to that?
I do know them, and I'm on that guy's site every day. I'm basically stalking him. Kim Kardashian. She's not ready to give up the spotlight, you guys. It might not be her choice, though. Sydney Sweeney is pretty much the it girl. Sydney commanded most of the attention at the Bezos wedding. Well, did she? I mean, what weren't all eyes on Jeff and whatever that lady's name
is? Lauren Sanchez Bezos.
Is that her name, Lauren?
Isn't it?
I think it is. Now that you say it, I'm like, I was thinking it wasn't. Like Linda, Sharon.
I don't have anything against them.
No.
But it is obscene. Mm. Like, we were just talking about a school teacher having to live in a 300 square foot studio.
For $1,700
in order to not to have to commute to this, you know, hours to the place she teaches. And they're throwing a $50 million
and asking
it was probably
Amazon,
more than that.
Remember, they were asking Amazon employees to donate their time, to volunteer, to come in
during the prime
days. Just come help out. This is where you work. It is actually outrageous the amount of money that guy is worth and how little he pays employees. Like, if you're making that kind of money, you should want to keep your employees and grow them, have them be loyal, well paid, full health care.
The whole thing is the whole thing is a spoon gag situation.
Mm.
Like, so no, I would be gladly say, I
definitely go. Like, I don't know, but I want to. I really like her yacht. Anyway, Sydney Sweeney apparently commanded most of the attention at the Jeff Bezos wedding, and Kim reportedly had a meltdown over it.
Mm.
There's a source saying, Kim won't outright say it, but seeing Sydney get all the attention in Venice was a huge blow to her ego. She left Venice feeling completely deflated. It turned into a painful wake-up call for her. It's not as though she didn't get any attention. It just wasn't the way it used to be, which totally knocked her confidence. Poor Kim and her lack of confidence. That is, wow. What can we do, you guys? Should we like start up a GoFundMe or something? Like that lady, she's a billionaire. I which is why this is such a stupid story, but it is kind of fun to think that she's just used to being the hottest girl at the party.
And I just feel like when your priorities are making as much money as possible and being as famous as possible, which I don't think she would argue are her priorities, yeah. You're never going to be satisfied. There's always going to be something more to chase. It will never be enough.
You know,
and that sucks. I feel bad for her, honestly.
Kind of. I'm not really. Mm-hmm. I think that this means that, and I'm not saying she's never had anything done so far, because she definitely has, but she's gonna be one of those chicks. Like 15 years from now when she's like in her, I don't know how
old she is. Oh, the cat woman?
She's in her mid-50s. Like, it's going to keep on happening. The face is going to get pulled back. The lips are going to get puffed up.
Mm.
All the stuff's happening.
I hope not.
I don't think she'll need it because she has technology to keep her from aging.
Oh.
They're doing these.
She doesn't smile because she doesn't want to get lines.
She has said that. She won't. She doesn't put a big smile on her face ever.
The young celebrities are doing like NVAD or something.
Tell me.
You get it injected into you like an IV, and it runs through your body and it keeps you from aging, or it reverses your aging.
Oh. Is that stem cell thing? And
maybe. Obviously, I don't have the details, but.
So you just get that injected, you just get that put into your bloodstream, and then it just keeps you from.
It's magic, apparently. That's what Hailey Bieber says and the Kardashians say.
How could Hailey Bieber even know she's like the youngest looking person
exactly,
in the world?
You got to start early.
Oh, you're saying you got to. Okay.
Wait, if you're a celebrity.
Get on a spending plan, all of us non-celebrities.
They have a subscription model.
Oh, my God. Can you find out how much that is and what the hell it is?
Yeah, I'll get more details.
Yeah. I have a couple things just about, like, Sydney and
okay,
Kim.
Let's hear it.
So she leaves and she feels all deflated. Oh, my God. I'm just not the it girl I used to be. Kim says, though, that, and these are not direct quotes. This is all sourced material. She's holding it against Sydney that she was like the belle of the ball. It's just that she's, quote, from the source, realizing she's not the it girl anymore triggered all her worst insecurities. So this can only make Kim more insecure, because Kim is kind of the, you know, with Skims. And I think she does Skims like a skin line, and obviously the undergarment, underwear and bathing suits. Sydney is reportedly launching her own lingerie line, and it's being backed by Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. So they are like, Sydney, please, won't you join us on our mega yacht? And if we have a moment, we could talk about your new line of lingerie. She did like a guest designer thing for this bathing suit company. Let me see. By the way, I'm looking at these pictures of Sydney Sweeney in this bathing suit. And she's like, maybe they doctor these pictures up and she's not this hot, but these are the hottest pictures you've ever seen. Like, she's so insanely smoking hot. Like, how great is that picture? She's in like a, I don't know, sort of a swirl color, multicolored bikini with like a little sarong wrap.
Who is this?
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh my gosh.
There's
rumors swirling that she's going to be the next Bond girl.
Oh.
Because they're doing a whole revamp of James Bond.
She'd be a good Bond girl.
Bezos bought it.
Mm. Oh my God. And Bezos bought it?
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, Frankie's Bikinis. She did, this was back in 2023. Damn. I don't even think I should be looking at that.
They've always used, you know, someone. Well, they've always used kind of the it girl.
Yep.
So I can see it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sydney Sweeney, who is in business now with the Bezoses, with her own lingerie line. She also, you know what? I'm going to put this, I'll put this story up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because honestly, these pictures are just ridiculous. So crazy. So she was invited to the wedding because she is starring in an upcoming movie for Amazon MGM Studios. So Amazon now owns MGM.
Yes.
That's correct. They just can get anything they want. They can buy anything they want.
You know, it's not right what the internet does here. So I looked up the Bond girls of the past, but they're using all current pictures.
Oh.
And many of these women, so like Carrie Lowell, I don't even remember which Bond she was in. But look at this little thumbnail of her. She looks like, what is that?
Was she married to Richard Gere?
She was, and she was on Law and Order. She's stunningly beautiful, but not in that photo.
Yeah.
Ursula Andress is from way back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also another absolutely stunningly beautiful woman. Yeah. But here they've used a picture from the old folks' home. I don't know what that is.
Put in old-timey pictures or original pictures from the productions of
Britt
the Bond
Eklund,
movies.
Another one.
Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous.
Why can't I think of her name?
Kanye's getting horny looking at these pictures because there's Sydney Sweeney in one of those water taxis that they were taking around Venice. He knows what happens on those things. By the way, I was reading this story. Apparently, there's an allegation against Kanye from an ex, somewhat girlfriend, it sounds like, where she's saying that when he says girlfriend, what he really means is sort of plaything that he can rent to other dudes. Like that he
This is Kanye now, not
Kanye. This
Diddy.
Is Kanye. And I'm only saying Kanye because I'm looking at a water taxi, and every time I see a water taxi in Venice, I think about that one time when I suddenly couldn't see Bianca's head anymore. But I could still see him looking around. Apparently he would like rent his girlfriend out, and it was not like a really a volunteer position.
Ugh, I
know.
I don't want to hear this, Sarah.
Isn't it awful?
Can I tell you about NAD?
Yes.
Okay, NAD is what I was talking about, these infusions that celebrities are getting. People who have publicly talked about them, Hailey Bieber, Kendall Jenner, Jennifer Aniston, Joe Rogan. It's some sort of coenzyme liquid that they get.
Is this snake
IV.
Oil? What do you think?
And it's thought to improve your energy. It says it plays a role in DNA repair and cellular rejuvenation, which might help slow the aging process. Cognitive functions.
Oh, I this is something I would do.
Cognitive functions.
I mean, I don't
What's
know what
harm?
It costs, but it doesn't
yeah,
seem
what does it cost?
It's not bad, like a surgery, like rolling the dice on right. on a facelift.
It looks like you can just buy it off of the internet.
Oh no!
For like a little jar of it for like. 100
And then what, I'm injecting 200. Myself?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's all the rage these days, injecting yourself.
We went and got a vitamin B shot one time. And
how was that?
It was fine. It was cool. I'm not against it, but I can't get into, I'm not someone who can get a routine going. I don't do good with appointments.
Tuesday,
yeah, I'm not good with that. I don't keep that stuff up. So, you know, we walked away from it going, man, this is kind of cool. That's great. Let's do it again in 2 weeks. And then we never did.
I'm not going to add an appointment to my schedule.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
To get a vitamin.
But yeah, if I could get suck. This thing.
They suck.
They do. Yeah, absolutely.
I hate having stuff
whenever
to do.
They there's come up, worse. Like there's your calendar. You're looking at it. It's out there. You're like, whatever. And then there it is. It's now this week. You're like, the dentist. Ah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, and I
whatever
do
it.
It
is,
you
yeah.
got to do it. But you fudge. Yeah.
Well, and it's like you got to build your whole day around it. And then you're like at your house waiting to leave. I hate that. Ugh.
And you know the dentist you got to do. But this thing would be
you
easy to
right.
cancel.
It would be the first thing you cancel. I'm not going to that. Well, we're going to charge you for it. Go ahead. I was already going to pay the money.
Not go ahead.
Cancel all my other
I'm coming
appointments.
In. Oh. Fudge.
Well, how much does it cost?
Yeah, how much does it cost? I'm not...
Right.
I mean, you're the lady that doesn't send back Amazon stuff you bought.
I give it to John. He gets
sent
back.
I know, but
back.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. You're right. If I didn't have John, I'd got a lot of just packages that are just like, I don't even know what to do with
You'd
that.
You'd be starting your own things delivered. What's that called?
Fun delivered.
Fun delivered. You'd have your own fun delivered company.
Like, here's a bunch of crap I got that I didn't want.
It looks like if you go to a place to get it done, it's like $300.
Mm. Oh. Well, for some people, that's nothing. And Jennifer Aniston, she can afford that. She'll have the guy come to her house.
Well, that's like there are people
that's
who believe
than an appointment.
Believe very like strongly in massage.
Yes.
If they get a massage once a week, they feel like $1 million, totally worth whatever it costs. I get it.
To me too, that's like massages. John will go get a massage. Like he loves the feel of a massage. I am not flipping doing that for him. I mean, once in a while he'll be like, "Oh my back, can you just press right here?" And I'm like,
"Oh, I'm a lock for a massage.
My fingers are already tired." That's because you're a dude.
Right. But I'm saying I'm a lock for it. Right. So Christina can go, "Can you?" And I'm like, "Psh."
Which part should I rub?
Well,
pick a good one. I'll rub whatever you want.
I happen to know we always end where I'd like to end. Mm. So she knows what she's asking for.
Mm. Well, at least she gets a massage out of it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I've tried to explain this to Susan so many times, like exactly what you're saying, but he is just so lazy. He does not want to give me a massage.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I ask a lot.
What do you want massaged?
My neck and shoulders and my feet and my hands and my arms and my legs.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be like, get all your clothes off and meet me upstairs. Let's go.
I'm going to go get the oils. Let's get my hands warmed up.
He's young, though. He's young. You don't have kids yet. When the kids come, he'll be like, anything.
What do I need to do?
Anything. Mm.
Anyway.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Boy, it's all out in front of you.
A whole life's
enjoy.
Ahead.
Yeah, that's true. So, bikini photos.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would never allow a photo to be taken of me in a bikini. But I did buy bikinis for this week, for this summer. I bought little shorts and they're high waisted with like kind of a big sports looking bra thing. And they're really cute. I really do like them, but there is some skin showing on my midriff. She's like, ah, but I put one on. And I'm like, what do you think, John? He's like, oh my God, let me get my camera. And I was like, no, there won't
be any.
He loved
it.
He did. He was very encouraging about it.
You guys are the cutest.
Yeah. So, bikini photos. But here's the thing. So, in my closet, and you see my closet because I sent you a Skorts picture.
I love your closet.
Yeah. So, it's a pretty good sized room, and it's got a skylight.
The
closet. It's not wide, but it's long. So, there's a full length mirror at the end. So, I do selfies in there sometimes. So, there's an overhead skylight. So, the light in there during the day is coming straight down, which is terrible light.
Oh,
terrible light. Like for pictures.
Okay.
Well, just in general, if the lighting is above you, there's just shadows everywhere. Like your nose shadows your mouth, your chin shadows your chest. You're like, if you have cellulite, it's shadowed from above. Like it's terrible. It's not awesome. So, and that's what Elizabeth Hurley is saying here. She's like, the secret to taking a bikini photo is
being Elizabeth Hurley.
Well, that is, you know, she's got that going for her already. But then I'm looking through all her bikini photos and I'm like, yeah, she takes them when the sun's coming up or when the sun's coming down. So she's getting hit full on from it.
And oh, no overhead light is what you're getting
at. No overhead light.
Okay.
So remember that if you're taking bikini photos at any point, what you want is that light that's coming at you from the front. Or from the back, I guess, if you're taking a picture of your butt, which a lot of people do these days, I hear. Not on social media, so I wouldn't know. But even when you're, like, let's say you're in a bathroom, like, the light is super noticeable. Like, here at the station, it's not as bad as it was at the other station, because that light was also, was like a can light slightly behind your head. Like I just looked like Skeletor when I was in there. And here it's a little bit more sort of a wash of ambient light. But what you want, like when you're putting on your makeup and all that stuff, you want light coming right at your face so that you put it on right and natural and as natural of light as you can. But anyway, I thought that people might like, and first of all, you might just want to see all these pictures of Elizabeth Hurley at sunrise and sunset in bikinis. I mean, that could be your total motivation for looking at this story. But she's given all these little tips about that. Happy birthday to me, she said. This year's already been a wild ride. Oh, this year's already been a wild ride. My 30th year of working with the Estee Lauder companies. My 30th year as the global ambassador of the Estee Lauder Company's breast cancer campaign. And the 20th anniversary of Elizabeth Hurley Beach.
I cannot believe that tired piece of beef jerky gets to put his hands on this lady.
And
God,
here's the end of her thing.
Woof.
All these things that say happy birthday to herself. And I'm in love.
Oh, God.
Referring to Billy Ray Cyrus.
Ah.
Feeling very blessed and grateful for having the best friends and family in the world. She said she was going to send a picture in her birthday suit. She's 60 years old. She just turned 60. You want to see the picture of her in her birthday suit?
Yeah.
Come take a look.
Something else about this lighting, I'm looking at the picture, is that it's very warm. Like, mm-hmm. It's not a cold LED that she's shining
on
herself.
Golden light.
Yes.
Are you looking at all these pictures of the thing?
Does she really look like this?
She's so stunning.
She's amazing.
How old is she?
60. This is all stuff that she was talking about for her 60th birthday.
I never looked like this. I'll never look like this.
You're beautiful, just the way you are.
That's true. We cannot all be supermodels.
We just can't.
She's with Billy Ray, and she's also the person that was with Hugh Grant when he went and got a lap kiss from some lady in an alley.
Divine Brown. Mm. You know, guys, they'll bang anything. Okay, I'm going to put the secrets to the bikini pictures up on the
Don't you want to credit Facebook. John with that one? I mean, honestly.
Well, I mean, haven't I credited him enough?
Okay,
doesn't that guy get enough credit?
Right.
For all his stuff. Anyway, there's that. And I'm out of time. What do you got, Vin? What's coming up?
Uno, the card game.
Oh, I love Uno.
Okay, you're going to love this story then.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Boop. Boo, 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 boo. Alice 97.3, Good Vibes and Variety and Bob's Movie Club. This Thursday at 6 a.m. If you haven't already watched this week's movie time after time, get yourself caught up and don't blame us. Blame Bob. Sarah and Vinny hosting Bob's Movie Club every couple Thursdays. This one is a time travel genre spectacular, time after time, from 1979, set in San Francisco.
Yep.
Let us know what you think this Thursday. Save it till Thursday. Bob's Movie Club, every couple Thursdays here on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane.
It's Jane.
Jane has your way onto the Napa Valley Wine Train, plus an overnight stay at the River Terrace Inn. Oh, maybe it's the Napa Valley Wine Train and the River Terrace. Might be. But also Jane. All this week, listen to Jane at 6:05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our text contest line, 20357. That's 20357 for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train. Plus, you'll qualify for the grand prize, which includes an overnight stay at the River Terrace Inn, courtesy of the Napa Valley Wine Train and the River Terrace Inn. And the Jane Afternoon Radio Show right here on Alice 97.3. Mm. Morning clouds are possible depending on where you're at. They may stick around a little more on the coastline, but sunshine is expected most places today with the low 80s being your high.
Sounds nice.
I got a question for you before we move into. So we were talking earlier. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You talking to me?
So we were talking about Disney adults, and this guy is going to come up with an app for Disney adults that will hopefully be a way for you to connect, date, possibly. Nice. And then you brought up, you know, horses as, you know,
just
hey,
something that horse, you might have in common. Right.
And I could only think of two guys, two brand of men that ride horses. Yeah. There's the jockey in the silk shirts, and then there's the cowboy in the assless chaps,
but he has jeans on underneath them.
I don't know what he's got. The question is, as a horse lady, which horse rider do you prefer, the cowboy or the jockey?
I'll go for the cowboy.
Oh.
Yeah. Jockeys are tiny.
You like tiny guys?
Small, but not tiny.
Oh. So the horse racer is even smaller.
Oh, they're tiny.
They're too tiny for you. Okay.
Well, I'm not a tiny girl. If I was a tiny girl, maybe I'd want a tiny man.
All right.
Mm.
So the cowboy.
Oh, hell yeah, the cowboy. For sure.
Okay. The trash is continuing to pile up in cities around the Bay Area as the nationwide strike by workers at Republic Services Waste Disposal stretches into its second week.
Mm.
And this creates a problem. I know most people just go, there's nothing I can do, and I'm busy, and so it just sits and waits. Others will be like, where can I dump this crap?
Yeah, they go to, like, the dumpsters behind Safeway.
Right. That's the problem, that it becomes this, I gotta do. What it's the thing that happened during the pandemic when people were like, look, I'm not responsible for your butts. I'm responsible for the ones at my house. I got to get the TP any way I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to get it back into my home so my people get the nice soft toilet paper they're accustomed to. All of you others, sorry. Mm-hmm. I got there early and I got 6 packs before they started going, you can't take that many packs, really.
But I got my six.
Yeah, I got my six. Yes. I'm taking care of the butts at my house. This is what happens. People start going, I got to take care of my family. I got to get the trash out of here. Sorry, Safeway or any other dumpster place.
Did you notice the last couple days for the first week? So we park like off of Post Street, and there's always two dumpsters.
In
like
the
roll around dumpsters right mm-hmm. in the door. Huge. They've been gone the last couple days. And I was actually like, oh, I wonder if those got picked up so that people wouldn't throw their trash in them as they're
could be
battling with their sidewalk trash.
Republic Services service areas include Richmond, San Pablo, Pinole, Hercules. Lots of places are dealing with this trash pileup. And I imagine also the where can I dump this?
Right.
To get this off the front of my house.
Mm-hmm.
So this problem continues. Please pay those people.
Yes.
Stockton also has a problem with the strike.
And by pay those people, we mean companies pay them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, pass us the dollar uprise. Like, we want our trash taken away. Give them what they need.
I realize.
The trash guys.
You know, we need every single iPhone that's ever come out right the minute it happens. But in reality, we don't need that. What we need is our trash to go away.
Yep.
Put it on the curb.
Gets picked up by the reliable, fine garbage men.
Pay them.
Yep.
I got your back.
Yeah, and that is a
garbage
that is
man
not a,
and women of the world.
An awesome job. Maybe it is an awesome job. Maybe you do get used to the way garbage smells. But to me, I'd be like all day.
I have to go to the dump sometimes, and it is brutally
it's
difficult.
So nasty.
It's a really rank.
And then there's
smell.
Guys out there with their bulldozers, and they
doing
don't
all the
they
stuff.
Have, they're like, that stench does not bother me. Or maybe they put Vicks Vapor Rub in their nostrils.
Maybe
so they don't have to breathe it.
Anyway, the garbage strike continues. The Palms Casino Resort recently opened the first ever Uno Social Club. Uno is a card game for kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you have kids, then you've played it.
Yes.
Because this is one of the things.
When your kids aren't home, you play a different game. But Uno, they can get it. It's really simple.
What game do you play when your kids aren't home? Chase mom around naked?
No.
Oh.
I mean, we play that until it's over, and then it's over, and then we find another game to play.
Right.
No, we play cribbage a lot at my house.
Oh, cribbage?
Yeah, John and I are like cribbage beasts.
You got to do math with that one, don't you?
It's all, you can do it. It's all easy. You can do it in your head.
Yeah, you can.
Usually, I'll do the math for you.
Oh, good. Okay, then I'll play. Usually when people talk about Vegas card sharks, it's referencing the gambling on hardcore games like poker. Even blackjack can be considered hardcore. Just try to play with someone and say, hit me on 17. They'll be like, you mother, you know what?
You took
it's
the bus.
It's 17.
Card.
I need to get a hit.
Yeah, there's rules.
No, there are no rules.
No, there are rules.
Well, getting hit on 17 is an absolute. You don't think?
Never. I would hit a soft 17 because there's 23 cards in the deck that can make it better.
So are you okay with hitting on 16?
You have to hit 16. Well, depending on what the dealer's showing. It matters what the dealer is showing.
This is why you don't play next to Sarah. She's got all these ideas in her head about how you are allowed to play with your money. Ugh. The Palms Casino Resort.
It is true.
It is true. I've played next to you and been like, hit me.
Nah, there's rules.
Oh, I would kill you.
There's rules. You got to play by the system.
I find that when if you play a game enough where you know exactly what move to make on every single situation, it's not fun anymore.
Still fun. Because there is still an element of chance in that.
Right. So you're basically just flipping a coin.
Yeah, it's gambling. You're betting on yourself.
The Uno Social Club, which is, again, a kid's card game.
Mm. Are they just trying to grow young gamblers?
Well, it sounds like it's temporary. It's going to be for select groups of Uno enthusiasts, featuring tons of Uno gaming, food and drinks, as well as game-inspired decor, bowling, pool, and other awesomeness. So they're trying to create experiences inside of a traditional casino. According to Mattel, which owns Uno, more of these temporary suites are expected to open across the U.S. later this year. They've come up with ways to inspire people to come out.
Do you think it's like a daycare-y kind of a situation? Like, you drop your kids off there, they play Uno.
No.
And, it's not.
I don't. I mean, could it be? Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. I don't think that you're...
I would think they would want the parents to leave the Uno room with their money and spend it at their tables.
I would think so, except that this is the Disney adult. This is the grown-up that follows Uno on Instagram and wants, you know, others to be...
And they're just hoping later they'll stick $20 in a slot
machine. You know what? You're bringing up a question that I'm looking at the story and I can't answer it. Could it be aimed at kids?
Does it say anything about it being an adult
Uno
game?
Uno gaming, food and drinks.
Are they baiting? Are they, is everyone betting on the outcome of these Uno games? That's interesting.
It would have to be because you're in a casino.
How would you bet on it though? Just like, I bet I win? I don't know.
Maybe, you know what? You're bringing up a very good point. I will redo this story hour.
No, it's okay. I shouldn't question the fast facts.
No, you should. I don't know.
Mm.
Can someone tell me? Look up the Uno pop-up gambling at the Palm and let me know if that's for kids.
There's no wagering. It doesn't say anything about kids.
Mm. Yeah, they're not mentioning
an age limit?
Kids.
Well, usually kids aren't even allowed in casinos.
They shouldn't be. Why would you bring them?
Because circus.
But they tried that, you know, the whole let's make this a family fun place. Mm. And then they went, you know what's better? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
And they went back to...
Desperate people mortgaging their house.
People want to come to Vegas and get loose.
Yeah.
And they want to leave the kids home.
And you don't want those guys that stand on the corners or the girls, too, that are handing out the porno. Hey, visit us at this site.
And I love that the trip to... It's just like a trip to Mexico in that the trip to Vegas is everyone... Yeah! And then the trip home is just quiet.
Mm. And sad.
And slightly barfy.
Yeah. Reeks of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
And how am I going to tell my wife I lost the house?
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts. Give it to me.
No one... Fast facts. I never know anymore. Thank you. No, that was good. I never know. I just try to go...
Mm-hmm.
No one knows the origin of the name 7-Up. It was created in 1920 and no one can finger how did we get the name 7-Up?
Mm. Almost sounds like a gambling thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
The only place where the Venus flytrap grows natively is within 60 miles of Wilmington, North Carolina. If they're growing anywhere else, it's because they've been transplanted there.
North Carolina.
North Wilmington, North Carolina, the home of the Venus flytrap.
Wow, I would have thought that was like a tropical plant or something. Because it seems like something that grew in Brazil in the rainforest or something.
In the 1930s.
Yeah.
A brand of toilet paper called Northern Bath Tissue marketed itself with the slogan 100% splinter free.
Oh, well, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Northern's still around, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same Northern, but
well, as long as it doesn't have splinters, I'm fine with it.
It's not always guaranteed back in the day. You might just splinter yourself right in the eye.
Yeah. Oh, is that what I'm wiping?
Aren't you?
Mm. Oh, you mean the Buckeye. Got it. I didn't know what you were talking about. I'm like, why are you using toilet tissue on your eyes?
I didn't say eyes. I said eye.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming I'm going one at a time. What am I, a potato over here? Oh. Thank you. I'll be here the rest of through Thursday.
Right. Mm. Boy, you can feel that like just bubbling at the end of the week, can't you?
Yep.
I can too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Really looking forward to Bob's Movie Club. I'm going to destroy her.
Why?
No reason. Have you finished the movie yet?
No. Mm. Is that why? I'll destroy you.
Yeah, it's not. We need to work on the picks, I think.
Oh my God. We do. It's hard.
Yeah, I know. Well, wait till you see them. I can't wait to hear what you think about it.
Me too.
Actually good that you haven't seen the movie, right? So then we can't like really blame you for how could you have seen that and told us to watch it.
What fun would it be if I've seen every movie, you know?
No fun. You're right.
I actually think this movie was well picked in that she likes the genre, time travel, and also it's here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching that thing and all of a sudden H.G. Wells transports himself to a museum display of H.G. Wells.
In 1979, San Francisco.
Right.
It's amazing. If only it got better from there.
All right, that's enough.
Okay.
You didn't like the hotel fight?
Stop.
Oh.
That's enough. Save it for Thursday.
Will do.
Yeah.
The latest TikTok trend.
Oh, listen up, Bob.
Maybe we'll try it.
Okay.
I'm not trying this.
What is it?
Remember when your parents would freak out when you were a kid because you'd get a hold of permanent markers?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. No.
This is going to trigger boomers. Apparently, the new trend on TikTok is women using Sharpie permanent markers as lip liners. One woman shared her technique that was so impressive, she asked Sharpie for more shades. Of course, there's a lot of colors already, but... Yeah. Other beauty influencers were less convinced, saying, my lips weren't burning, but I could definitely feel my lips drying out.
Mm.
I wouldn't recommend doing this regularly. It can definitely taste and smell like chemicals.
You know, I'm thinking they have like the copper, silver, and gold Sharpies, which I love. I think they're so pretty. I'm thinking, you know, if you were going to go like to a costume party or something, you wanted to do like a gold or a silver lip line and you could do your whole lip and then just put gloss over it.
A poison control center has jumped into the mix saying that
great.
Permanent markers, including brands like Sharpie, contain ink that's made from chemicals, xylene, toluene, urethane resin, and breathing in the fumes can be harmful.
Oh.
It's not safe. Don't do it. Weird that TikTok influencers didn't check with someone about the safety concerns before.
The hell with it. YOLO.
Well, that's the problem is you're going after these, I want to be first. First!
Yep. I was the girl who came up with the Sharpie lip liner.
Sorry, your lips fell off.
Yes.
Lip liner was, did you ever lip line?
No.
You ever lip line?
No.
I've seen it look really good on some ladies.
You know what's in right now is lip lining and lip stain. So I wonder if it would actually be a good idea for Sharpie to come out with a lip stain because they've got that brand oomph of permanence.
Yeah.
And that's all the rage.
Yeah.
That is a smart...
I used to work in marketing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You still work in marketing, the record. You are actually marketing us in a way we've never experienced before.
No, right. This is a creative job.
Is marketing not creative?
Not the way I was doing it. I was just emailing.
Oh.
Now I get like 2 emails a week. It's the best.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh my God, I love Bob, says 707. Defending the movie club, even though she hasn't seen the movie yet.
Yeah.
She's got just enough feistiness to fit in perfectly, and I've been listening for a long time, since day one.
Yeah.
When I didn't even like you guys. Because
you
took away, because we replaced the Mark and Brian show, which was actually being syndicated from LA.
Right.
But I've been loyal listener ever since. Greg from Benicia.
Hey, Greg.
Listening on Odyssey.
Nice.
Hey, Greg.
Greg, I will agree with you wholeheartedly. It is a rare bird. We've had 1,000 interns over the years, many of whom came on the air. Like, Bob came in and just, even though we had our defenses up, we named her Bob. We tried not to get attached. I mean, the kid's working out.
Yeah, I like her. I'm a fan. Yeah. But I will say that in general, I've tried to give, you know, look at me breaking my arm, patting myself on the back. But I'm trying to say, the interns that came through, I tried to give them all sort of attention and encouragement. And I still see some of them out there in the world today on my Facebook pages or Instagrams. Yeah.
A lot
and I'm
of them
like,
still working radio, unbelievably.
Look at that.
I know.
There's stuff going on out there in the world with these kids. Like to see it. I like their little things. Hey, Vinny, the Uno game sounds fun. I just saw a statement on Facebook this morning that said security levels weren't quite ready yet. They're still working on it.
As in, you mean security for the Uno people?
I think so.
Like,
sounds
the people
like
are so into it that they're storming the Uno castle?
I don't, you know.
There are enthusiasts for everything, aren't there?
There are, and I will try to encourage anyone that's not, you know, drinking themselves to death that, hey, if you're a grown up and you've got a positive outlet for yourself,
sure,
be it Pokemon, yep, reading books, Uno card games, Disney, it's all good. It's hard not to encourage people who found
a
safe
for
place
something
to, yes, you know,
and
do their thing.
If you're going to geek out on Disney, then enjoy yourself.
The objective of blackjack, says 415, is to bust the dealer so everyone at the table wins.
Yes, that is the
objective. If you bust, that is one less chance for the people at the table to win.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's nothing like, you know, riding the lightning in that moment when you go
and hitting a 19.
17.
What could possibly go
wrong? Hit me! Ah! Sorry, everyone. But there was a chance, that moment.
And now the rest of us don't have a chance because you just took the dealer's bus card.
But that moment right there where I could have won and took the hit right before it's flipped over, so exciting. Oh, darn it. Sorry, everyone. Look at Sarah's actually.
I'm just not, I just know who not to sit next to.
Yeah, no, you do. I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
You don't want to play cards with me.
I actually, I don't want to gamble anymore. I feel a little out of control when I do it. So I don't
really
do it.
We're late.
Oh my God, we are. Coming up, plastic surgery rumors and things that were censored out of photos.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.